You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Tonight, Chiefs play in like 8 hours.
Can't they play at 3?
8 hours and change.
I don't even have the kind of schedule you do where them playing at 7 it wrecks my routine or anything like that.
Yeah.
I can go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's fine.
And you'll be fine.
And I'll be fine. But God almighty, I'm tired of waiting all... The Sunday night football theme is waiting all day for Sunday night. That Monday night football should be doing that. I'm tired of waiting for another game. And it'd be one thing if maybe we hadn't played a Monday night football game. What was it? A month ago? 3 weeks ago when we played against the Jaguars on Monday night. That'd be nice. But it's nope. It's only 3 weeks. And then, you know, I'm tired of it.
I would stay up and watch it. Because I think it's fun to watch football games, and the dog and I will curl up, but I can't stay up until 10:30. I say as if I'm 150 years old, but come on.
I will say this, too. It's a Monday Night Football game, which means Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are the announcers. I have defended them. I have been on their side, and I have said that I think that Joe Buck is the best play-by-play announcer in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That Jaguars game totally changed that because they did nothing but complain about the Chiefs all game and the reffing and how that was a pick. That's not any kind of pick I've ever seen. And this just obvious clout chasing because it's like, oh, if you criticize the Chiefs, that gets you that you get rewarded for that. And if that's going on tonight, I'm done. I will find a way to sync up Mitch Holthus, which I should be doing anyway, with the ESPN broadcast, and just listen that way.
The fact that Kevin Harlan did not just come out of your mouth is insane to me.
Oh, Kevin Harlan, yeah, he's on Westwood One, isn't he? What about Mitch is great.
I mean, no, I mean, I just mean in general as a play-by-play guy.
Oh, yeah, fair.
That's the worst part about being in primetime all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think
Kevin Harlan should have a primetime.
Kevin Harlan does like basketball too. Like he's so busy that he doesn't get the primetime stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, he should be somebody's main guy. He should be on Thursday night football, something.
What's Al Michaels retires? Yeah. All right. So Josh Simmons.
So what's the update?
This came out over the weekend, and if you don't know the story, Josh Simmons, who's left tackle for the Chiefs, rookie, playing amazingly well this year. People have been like, that is our franchise left tackle. If you wonder why the offense has been looking so good this year, it's because Mahomes isn't constantly terrified of being hit from the left side. Terrified probably isn't the right word, but more worried that he's not going to be able to throw the ball because he's always getting hit from his left side where he can't see.
Yeah.
He went missing over the last couple of weeks. He's been gone. And the Chiefs said they knew where he was, but weren't telling us. Well, they have now come out and said that he is back in his hometown of San Diego. We kind of knew that, but they're being a little more open. They said it's a personal reason. There's communication and everything is positive, said Andy Reid. It's not a negative situation, so he's taking care of family. He's just taking care of business. That's a thing. When you deal with this, that's what you do. He's been very good about communicating. But the, furthermore, I think we found that out on Friday.
We knew that. Yeah, we knew that late last week. Because it was weird to us that he said it's a positive situation. Well, then why is he gone?
Now they're saying that he will probably be back in early November and that it would make sense for him to be back after the bye week. So they're they have two games, then they're off for a week. They play the Commanders tonight, the Bills next week, and then they're off for a week. They think that he'll be back after that bye week. So there you go. That's at least positive news as far as a way forward. It is. I looked into this because it's the first time I think it's happened with the Chiefs, where somebody just was like, "I'm not playing. I'm gone." There have been players that have taken off. Phenomenal players. Lane Johnson, who's the left tackle, or is he left or right tackle for the Eagles? Doesn't matter. I'm just asking Quentin. Left tackle for the Eagles. A fantastic player, also took off like 3 or 4 weeks a few years ago, 2021, for mental health issues. So whatever he's going through, hopefully it gets resolved. They said it's a personal matter. I don't know if that means family or not.
So I sent you something that I saw online last week. I trust nothing that I see on the internet.
That wasn't verified.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, and that's why we didn't talk about it. But there's a lot out there about what it might be.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me, again, that he has not said anything about it. Like, if it's a positive thing, then you would have fan support.
I predicted this a while ago, though. And Quentin and I were talking about this during the break. Younger people, I don't think, are... I know this is going to sound crazy because it seems like a more of a younger person thing. I don't think younger people care as much about social media and getting their message out and sharing their personal lives as much as was so common 10 years ago for younger people. Yeah, they have Instagram, they have TikTok, though TikTok is a little more oddly like kind of anonymous compared because it's more about doing sketches and little bits and things like that than it is about just sharing your life. And I wonder, I said this would happen. I hate to pat myself on the back for it, but then again, I'm not going to stop myself. I said years ago, what's going to happen when this generation who grew up with their parents posting every damn thing about them to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter grows up and is like, yeah, I don't want to be like my parents. I want a little bit of privacy. I don't want to live so publicly. And I wonder if that's the same thing. I mean, he's a young man.
Sure. I accept that.
Yeah,
I accept that. Yeah, it's and also, I mean, there's also been more of a movement kind of in the last year of major public figures protecting their privacy more.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson was one of them, especially public figures that are parents are doing more of like, I'm not going to sign autographs just anywhere. I'm going to do it at specific events, but otherwise I am entitled to my private life. And so that kind of goes along with that also.
Yeah. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Stone, Kristen Stewart, those are all pretty major celebrities, all don't have any social media.
Yeah.
They don't have any social media profile. And it's not exactly hurting them.
Neither does Brad Pitt, by the way.
Right.
So if you think he has contacted you through social media asking you for money or to marry him, he doesn't have any social media. Neither is Kevin Costner, by the way.
Yeah.
If he also contacts you wanting money.
But they both contacted me.
Money.
And it's going to be a weird marriage. I think we have to go to Utah, ironically, to get it to happen. But
Yeah. And I think once he is back, once Josh Simmons is back, I think all this goes. I think we don't. People move on so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's not going to matter.
I mean, I was thinking about this. I know I've said it before. But I on one hand, admire how buttoned up the Chiefs are about this. Like that this is a guy who obviously is having a personal issue. And instead of going, you know what, we should really tell people because it's really, it looks bad. If we don't, they go, we don't care how it looks. What are you going to do? You know what? It's him. He's having a personal situation and they're right. At the end of the day, it isn't any of our business. It's just impossible not to be curious about it. At the same time, I think they still could have handled it a little bit better and said all this stuff a couple weeks ago.
And it's, it just, and I said this last week, don't get, you know, because Andy Reid was getting testy about it there yes. for a while. Don't get mad at a reporter for doing his job. He's got a boss. Andy Reid is not new at this.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it, but don't get testy about it. If you don't like it, call that reporter's boss and have it out with them. But he's got a job to do. And it would be so much easier. Sometimes people make PR way too complicated. Sometimes you don't have to say a lot. You don't have to overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Especially because this wasn't. And I think the rules change a little bit when there's this much money involved. When there's this much, when you're on a team that there's a lot of money in, that your job is to protect QB1, mm-hmm. I think the expectations maybe are different. But they didn't have to follow those rules. So
and gambling money.
And gambling money, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these leagues are now in bed with all of these pick whichever one it is. They're in bed with all of them. And so now you have to be more upfront with that stuff than ever. If you want people to go out and bet on whatever offensive stats that the Chiefs are going to put up, it matters if your left tackle is going to be in.
Well, Jamie, that was a big story over the weekend. Was Lamar Jackson, who's the quarterback for the Ravens, has been injured for what? It's been 3 or 4 weeks now. And the Ravens were saying he's fine. Like, he's going to play on Sunday. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't playing. All of a sudden, he was out. And so now the NFL is actually investigating the Ravens as to why they were putting such a sunny, optimistic point on whether he was playing or not and trying to make it seem like, oh, he's definitely playing. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't. Like, why were you lying about that? Why weren't you telling the truth? Because players don't usually go from full participant in practice unless a major injury happens to being out for the game.
Right.
And that's what happened with him. I don't know if anybody's accusing them of screwing with betting lines or doing it to try to make money or anything like that. But it does screw those things up because the spread changes massively when you think one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL is going to play in the game or not. I mean, I can't even imagine. Oh, yeah. Right now, the Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites against the Commanders. If we found out within the last hour that Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing tonight, if that happened, that's not 10.5 anymore. It's probably not even a favorite for the Chiefs.
Or flip it. Right now, Marcus Mariota, the backup quarterback for the Commanders, is playing tonight.
Yeah.
Right? And if all of a sudden the injury report before the game, Jaden Daniels is all of a sudden the starting quarterback.
Yep.
Even though he's not a superstar, he's still, well, much better than Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
And it's the same
also
thing.
Known
like
as the
you
guy
can't
quarterback that I didn't care about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes, Jamie. Yeah.
the guy who was profiled in quarterback whose name I can never think of. Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, then the other guy that I can never think of.
Right.
Here's my other question about the betting. I throw this question out to the world.
Sure.
Do you think that will mean that people will place their bets not as far in advance? Like they'll start placing their bets closer to game time when we actually know what's really going to happen?
Yeah. Yes and no. They should do that. The problem is it can go both ways. So if you had a situation where you thought Lamar Jackson was going to be playing, and that meant that the Ravens had an edge when it came to the spread, then you would have been smart to have locked in. Who the hell did they play yesterday? The Bengals?
Who are you?
The Ravens.
They did play this week because
they played the Bengals yesterday. They beat them. Yeah. So you would have been smart to lock in the Bengals thinking that Lamar Jackson is going to play because then you're, the spread is going to be more in your favor. You can cover easier. So if you lock that down on Thursday, then if you waited till Sunday, you'd be screwed if you were planning on betting the Bengals. So, I mean, I don't know. Betting is, and gambling, I enjoy following that stuff. I'm in a pick'em league with my former, a bunch of people from my former job. And I enjoy doing that. I don't like what's happened with the player props.
Yeah.
When we had the Chauncey Billups thing happen, and as well as Terry Rozier happen, where it would be so easy for a player to just let his buddies know, I'm going out with an injury in the third quarter. So, you know, bet my under for the game.
They played the Bears yesterday.
Oh, they played the Bears. That's yes. who they beat but, yesterday. Thank you.
But,
thank you.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like we Bears, talked about.
Bears, Bengals, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we talked about last week were the two Cleveland pitchers during the regular were both kicked out of the locker room
yeah.
because of their crazy first pitch strike prop bet, and they just banked one against the backboard.
Yep.
And it's like if you put a bunch of money on first ball and you know the guy and you can just chuck one up into the first row of the second level.
Yep.
I mean, it's really easy to.
Except for it makes you look really suspicious.
I mean, it got the attention of baseball.
Well, Pablo Torre, who is a sports reporter who does a lot of investigative journalism, he's fascinating, the stuff mm-hmm. that he's done, that he's broken. He was all over the Terry Rozier thing last year, saying the NBA is trying to handle this internally before it gets out. And obviously they didn't because the feds eventually got involved. So,
yeah.
All right, coming up, Jackson County. We asked when we had Melissa on last week, Melissa mm-hmm. Johnson on last week, kind of asked her a little bit about this, but Jackson County is going to charge somebody who sold fentanyl with murder. Basically,
seriously, like right. multiple charges.
Here's my problem with that, and we'll ponder this as we talk about it coming up. The Sacklers are living on a yacht. The people who infected this country with the opioid epidemic have never been criminally prosecuted. There seems to be some kind of disparity of justice uh-huh. within the justice system. We'll talk uh-huh. about that next on Midday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, story came to us out of Channel 9. The Jackson County Drug Task Force led an investigation that eventually got us to a point where the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office has decided to charge a man in connection with two fentanyl overdose deaths from 2023. Angel Esparza faces charges of second-degree murder, first-degree involuntary manslaughter and delivery of a controlled substance. They were both co-workers of his. They died in separate overdoses that October, one at a home in Lee's Summit and another in Belton. Our path here was the task force that led the investigation found drug paraphernalia that tested positive for fentanyl and messages between the victims talking about the drugs. They also found a bunch of records and Cash App messages indicating that he sold the fentanyl to one victim the night before the other's death and then suggesting that he sold the drugs to the others. Mm-hmm. He is already doing time in Kansas.
Yeah.
On an unrelated conviction. So he was easy to find.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah. And that would have just been just since 2023. So yeah, he was easy to track down.
So I have a couple problems with this. Is I understand it, we don't want to seem like we're going easy on this because it is a crisis. The opioid epidemic, especially when it comes to fentanyl, is taking lives left and right. I don't know if it's kept pace with this, but I remember a few years ago, it was like basically taking the equivalent of how many people died on 9/11 every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Having said that, when these people bought fentanyl from this guy, did they think it was something else?
That's a good question.
Because if he was selling them Xanax and he was stretching it with fentanyl.
Right.
Then
which
that's
all the time.
Which does happen all the time. Then that's then fine. They had no idea that what they were taking was as bad as what it was, and he gave it to them to make it more addictive so they'd come back for more. There's no indication, at least from what I've seen, that that was what was happening. It seems like these people bought this with the idea that they were buying fentanyl. The other problem I have with this is, again, the Sackler family infected this country with OxyContin, the opioids, paid off doctors. They're on a yacht. They've never been criminally charged. They had to pay back, I think it was $4 billion in fines, but they made $8 billion off of selling this poison. Mm-hmm. Now they're not behind fentanyl, but they are behind the drug that led to fentanyl. They did introduce synthetic opioids into the populace, which has probably made a lot of people who can't get those drugs anymore switch to fentanyl. Mm-hmm. They are responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of deaths, and nobody seems to care. This guy is being charged with murder, and I'm not saying whether he should or shouldn't be, but I'm saying I would like some consistency. If he's being charged with murder, why are those, I almost said a dirty word, why are those buttholes on a yacht somewhere?
I don't know that background about it. So let me just ask you this. Have there been attempts? Are there reasons why they haven't been? Do they have really good lawyers?
Like, oh, I'm sure they have great lawyers.
Filed and dropped because they can't make a case. I mean, you can outspend them in legal power.
They have had to pay $7.4 billion. The AG reached a deal with them. This was back in 2022. The AG reached a deal with them, basically I was wrong on my numbers, but it was still half. They made $12 to $14 billion off of selling OxyContin and other opioids, and they had to pay $7.4 billion back in fines. That's it. The AG, because they're rich and they had a lot of money, made a deal with them. You can avoid jail if you just pay this fine.
I also have kind of mixed feelings about when the personal responsibility part of charging someone who supplied the deadly thing, but didn't force the person to take the deadly thing or didn't force the person. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me how much fentanyl is fatal, but there's a point at which it's deadly and there's a point at which it's not. And the person that sells the fentanyl doesn't control how much you decide to take. I have mixed feelings about charging that person with murder when they didn't, force them to consume the fentanyl.
Nobody put a gun to these people's heads.
Right.
And if it is a case where these people thought they were smoking weed that had fentanyl in it, if these people thought that they were taking a Xanax that had fentanyl in it, if these people thought that they were even just taking heroin, but it also had fentanyl in it, which is even worse than heroin. I can't believe we live in a world now. It's like they just thought they were taking common heroin. They had no idea how dangerous this was. Then that's one thing. If they were deceived into thinking they were taking something else, and they were actually taking this.
Yeah.
I feel more pity for them in that case. But again, if they knew they were taking fentanyl and they took it and died, where's the personal responsibility?
Right. Charge the seller with drug charges.
Sure.
Hit them with drug charges for selling the drug. And I can't believe I'm advocating for somebody not to be charged with murder. But it feels like a weird thing to say out loud.
Yeah.
So I can give you a little more detail and see if this shifts your... I think they did know what they were getting. I have a Channel 5 version of this that shows text messages revealed that Esparza told victim 2, quote, "I got Fenny, that's all, G. You want that?" I don't know what the response to that was, but... I have fentanyl.
Yeah.
And the autopsy of victim 1 showed the cause of death to be fentanyl and acetyl fentanyl intoxication.
Okay.
I don't know what the second word means.
Another version of fentanyl, I guess.
Yeah. An autopsy of victim 2 revealed the death to be a combination of fentanyl and methamphetamine intoxication. But we do kind of live in this society now where we do kind of go to the source of things, just like I'll never forget. Oh, and I'll never remember these people's names, but it was a subject. The documentary was called "I Love You Now Die."
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, she might have been from Massachusetts, I can't remember, but it was one of the first cases that we had where a young woman was charged in a young man's suicide.
Yeah, Michelle Carter. Yeah,
thank you. I can never remember her name because she egged him on.
Yeah.
and so she didn't kill him, but she was charged in his death. And that was one of the first high profile cases that we had where you didn't do the thing, but you convinced him to do it and you are charged. And wow, is that an interesting area of law?
Yeah. Just parsing the two of these.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sell these to these people with the intention that it would kill them.
Right.
Their death was an accident.
He didn't know what they were going to do.
He didn't know that. It was reckless to sell them. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It does feel a little dirty. I don't like defending this guy, but I'm more defending the principle that one, if we're going to charge people like this, then why the hell are the drug manufacturers themselves getting off the hook? Which I know fentanyl is usually made illegally, but I'm talking about the ones that did this with OxyContin. And two, where does personal responsibility come into play? Mm-hmm. Because these people took fentanyl thinking it was fentanyl. It wasn't them thinking that they were drinking milk and, oh boy, soup's all fentanyl milk.
And it's not up. It's not up to the seller of the illegal drug to tell the consumer how much of it is fatal.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you as the consumer to make that decision. Wow. This is weird.
From the text line, should we arrest Augie Bush for drunk driving deaths? Well, Augie Bush has been dead for many, many years. But Budweiser. From the text line, I agree. Hold on. To me, this sounds like buying a gun from a store, then using it to self-unalive, which is... Guys, we can call it suicide.
That's the social media.
Yeah. This isn't Twitter. The algorithm won't shrink you down. To commit suicide or kill someone. Then charging the person who sold the gun from the store. Yeah, it is. It's very similar to that.
But we charge bartenders. We have dram shop laws. And we charge bartenders for over-serving drivers who get into wrecks where they were drunk. So we take it the other extreme,
too. But we don't charge him with murder.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Correct. And this guy should be charged with drug charges.
Should be charged with distributing drugs, but murder seems like too far. What do you have to say, Quentin?
Well, I would just say, you know, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would say that this person didn't just all of a sudden wake up one day and start using fentanyl.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that this person built up to fentanyl. And so I think this is overall, I know this is like a real micro conversation here, but I think this is also an overall conversation about drug use, and this person built up to that. And so we got to sort of stop it at the source as well and sort of prevent people from getting to that point to begin with.
Boy, if you want to, I know we're getting theoretical here, but I think it's an interesting philosophical conversation.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. Well, and I know my friend's fiance, she works for the state of Kansas in therapy, for substance therapy.
Yeah.
That's her whole job. So she, you know, tells stories about, so I get fun information about this. I'm sort of her stress ball in a way where she gets crazy people that come in and threaten to attack her, you know, because they come in and they're still high and like all sorts of stuff. And so I guess I have sort of a soft spot for something like this because I've heard about the other side.
Yeah.
Weigh in on it if you want.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Just to summarize again, Jackson County is going to start charging, I guess, people who distribute fentanyl with murder if the people who take it die. Are you okay with that? Do you think it flies in the face of personal responsibility? Should we start charging, I don't know, car salesmen if a person drives off the lot and runs somebody over with it? 913-586-7798. Take your calls and texts coming up in just a few minutes at midday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we were talking about some of the bigger questions associated with this particular story. Angel Esparza is charged with second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and delivering a controlled substance for his role in the death of two Wingstop employees in October of 2023. We talked about the autopsies. They both died of fentanyl overdose and something else. In one case, it was meth. And it was just, it is an interesting concept that the seller didn't know what they were going to do with the fentanyl or how much they were going to take, but that he is charged with second degree murder and involuntary manslaughter.
So 913-586-7798, people weighing in on this on the text line. We'll get to some calls in just a minute. 913-586-7798, from the text line, make it manslaughter unless you can prove intent. Murder Wow. Murder needs mens rea, not vibes. Mens rea means your intent. It means that basically it just means there needs to be a motive, not just like, you know, well, we don't like them because they're fentanyl dealers and so they should be executed. Here's my problem. This is more of a practical issue, moving off the principle of it. If every overdose gets treated as a murder, mm-hmm. a lot more people are going to die. Because if you are, I don't know, with your dealer, and that often happens, or somebody gives you some fentanyl at a party, and you overdose, they're not calling the cops. They're mm-hmm. They're not calling an ambulance. They're not going to get you to the hospital, because if you... Yeah. Die, they go to jail for murder.
Also, as we just kind of work through this a little bit, you're going to have a lot of people getting away with murder then that you're going to have no idea about. It's good on the prosecutor's office and the task force for tracking down who this dealer was. Phones helped with that. But you're going to have a lot of people dying of overdoses. You're going to have no clue who supplied them with what they took or when. You know, because how long ago did they maybe, you know, did they get a hold of it? You're right. Involuntary manslaughter means unintentional killing of a person.
Right. So, okay. Right. Real quick, Jamie, is there a way that you would be comfortable with this being a murder charge? See, for me, I'm almost there with this. I'm almost there with this case.
Yeah.
But what is different about it is that they knew they were taking fentanyl. If it was a case, as I've said several times now, if it was a case where somebody thought they were taking a different drug, if they thought it was cocaine, but it was laced with fentanyl to stretch it out, and the person overdosed and died, then, and that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Then I would be fine with charging that person with murder.
I think I'm with you there, especially if the drug that they thought they were getting was like THC, you know, or something that is way that takes
innocuous.
Yeah. That's a lot different. I mean, I don't know how on the scale, I don't know where meth is necessarily, because one of them combined meth with fentanyl, but especially if you combine it with something that we generally think is a drug that's safer for us, which is a weird thing to say, but I think under those circumstances, if there was fraud involved, you know, in what you gave them and they didn't know that you were giving them fentanyl, then
And they had no reasonable expectation that the drug was going to be that bad. It'd be like if you sold somebody a gun and, you know, okay, fine, they're going to do something with it. It may be good or bad. And then that's not a good example, because I guess a gun usually intended to
kill. Well, if you knew what they were going to do with it.
There you go. If you sold somebody a gun and you sold somebody a starter pistol and turns out it fires live rounds.
Right.
Like basically that's the analogy. You illegally sold them a starter pistol. They weren't supposed to have one. And it turns out also it shoots actual bullets.
That happened on that movie set. What movie set was that?
Oh, on Rust. Yeah. The Alec Baldwin movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Dan in KCK. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love your song.
Thank you so much. What do you have to say about this?
Hey, I'm thinking, for number one, it sets a good precedent. People are now, we can't compare the fentanyl situation with a bartender, with guns. It's its own little thing. I know for a fact, and I've spoken to several people who are hooked on this, and they know. Because you mentioned one thing is like, they don't know that they're going to die or not. No, a lot of these people who do the heroin stuff, the intravenous stuff, they know that could be their last shot. They know that they can die. Mm-hmm. So we got to stop treating this as if it were a consumer issue. We're talking about a person who's selling a substance that is known to kill, a substance that destroys people, a substance that destroys homes. We talk about the homeless. You guys talk about the homeless people a lot, but mm-hmm. what we don't talk about is the drug use and the mental health. A lot of these people that are on the streets are hooked on a lot of these drugs and they can't come back. So when we talk about as a society, what kind of punishment should we inflict upon these people who are like doing terrible things to it? like destroying homes, destroying lives, sending people, you know, what can we do to these people? I think murder, and again, we set the laws. We are the people. We're not machines. We can make these variations. Manslaughter is okay. I think at least manslaughter should be the situation. I know that there's some other drugs that I think that if they hit you with them, that could be, they give you manslaughter. I think shrooms are one of those, I think.
I actually wouldn't be opposed to the idea of manslaughter.
Yeah.
Opposed to charging with manslaughter.
And this is going to get, I guarantee you this will get pleaded down.
Right. That's a fair point, Jamie. And that's also, you know, how we should.
Charge big.
When we talk about what people were charged with, we should always remember there's a process to this. It's not necessarily that this is it. But it is first degree involuntary manslaughter. And the delivery of a controlled substance, all that stuff. So what is the difference? And thanks for your call, Dan. What is the difference between second degree murder and first degree involuntary manslaughter? Is it we're charging you with both and seeing what sticks?
Involuntary manslaughter. I don't have the definition of second degree murder in front of me, Quinn, if you can look at it. But involuntary manslaughter is just unintentional death. Involuntary manslaughter can apply to a wide variety of things. I mean, it's just you didn't mean for the person to die, but you had a role in it.
Second degree murder is an unlawful killing committed with malice aforethought, but without premeditation or deliberation. So I'm fine.
What's
with the first
the difference between forethought and premeditation.
I think it
just
means,
just
but I think it means you didn't think how I'm going to kill this person. You just thought I want to kill this person.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like,
cause first degree is you thought about it.
First degree
you
is
you knew what you were doing.
You had a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one would just be that I'm so angry, I'm going to kill you versus I'm so angry, I'm going to kill you. And this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not on board with the second degree. The involuntary manslaughter, you can easily make the case.
Fine.
That's fine. That's fine. That's driving your car drunk and hitting somebody.
Right.
I'm fine with charging drug dealers with that. Second degree murder seems like a bridge too far. That's all.
On the other hand, as I bring my brain back to reality a little bit, does it get a drug dealer off the streets for longer? That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know? But but they're also, for every drug dealer that goes missing, now there's just somebody else who's going to take up their slack.
Take it over. Yeah.
These are people getting their stuff from, you know, bigger suppliers. And there's always we're trying to take care of the big fish by getting the smallest fish in the pond. That little fish is not the problem.
And look at this guy, and I'm sure they're doing this. Look at this guy and see who else he supplied to. And did anybody else die of an overdose?
Right.
I bet they, I don't know, but
assuming it probably
look and see what the other connections were.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Who should be held responsible? And it can be more than one person when somebody dies of a drug overdose, particularly fentanyl. Interesting point that just came in on the text line.
Yeah. Dealers aren't the ones doctoring the drugs. That happens above them. So charging dealers doesn't actually change anything.
Well, if this was Chicago PD,
mm-hmm.
they would charge higher and then offer a deal for turning over the next guy up.
Yeah. And that's actually, maybe that's the strategy here.
Yeah.
Is we're going to charge you with a higher degree. You're going to go to jail for the rest of your life unless
you're going to go to the bad prison.
You flip. I just wonder if it gets, is this like a PR thing? Then if it gets out to the media that you've done that already, because I would think the process would usually go, we're going to charge you with murder unless you flip. And then the person either flips or doesn't at that moment.
That's usually, like you, I can't think of what that's called, but not turn state's evidence. There's a word for that I can't, but you're not charged then because
you
flipped on the other guy.
Well, you'll be charged with something lower, which makes sense.
But just drug charges.
That's how business is done. And that makes sense. But I'm just a little bit curious why this guy is being charged with murder if the idea is just to get him to flip to get other people.
And maybe they've always done this.
Maybe
this is not a new thing. Maybe I just am noticing it for the first time.
It's relatively new. At least in Jackson County, it's new.
Okay.
Yeah. But
do we do it with other drugs?
No.
Do we do it with cocaine or heroin? Or
there might be some precedent for doing it with heroin in the 90s. I don't know about Jackson County specific, but the first time I've heard of drug dealers being charged with murder has been over fentanyl. But having said that, it is an older idea.
Right.
And I'm sure it's been applied in the past. It's just the first time I've heard about it recently anyway has been because fentanyl is such an escalation. And it is crazy. Like, when we grew up in the 90s, you watched movies, like Train Spotting and people shooting up and doing all sorts. You're like, wow, what a grungy, disgusting, horrible drug. And your mind,
portrayed
you're like,
that way.
Yes. And that is the
people.
Worst of the worst. That drug is just the worst. Like heroin was the worst. You couldn't get worse than that. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, but like within the last 5 years or so, it's like, hey, but fentanyl, huh? That's way worse than heroin. That's like 100 times worse.
I'd like to be the first to congratulate drugs for winning the war on drugs.
We didn't fix this one either.
No. We came close, though.
We almost made it worse. we almost made it more complicated.
All right. Coming up, $300,000 in damage to the, is it Foley or Folly?
The Folly Theater.
Just reading the description, does it sound like $300,000 worth of damage? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.